think that's
Blog
backup.
Talk Radio.
That All right, we got 734 on the line with us, and I thought it was Rebecca, and I made a fool out of myself because it isn't Rebecca. So, sorry about that. 734, you're on with us.
That means JJ.
JJ. Oh, well, Jesus, you got the same area code as Rebecca. Sorry, I was kind of, JJ,
I'm on my
cell
phone.
It's coming good.
Yeah, I'm on
it
my cell
good.
Phone.
Sounds good, buddy.
I'm actually at work today. It's we just went to break, so.
On Sunday you went to work? You making money today?
Got a,
is that that funky?
And then we're going to have a rumor is we're going to have a 2-week layoff here coming up in another week or two after this audit.
Jesus. Oh, man. Okay. Scott, you're on with us too, yeah. And,
hi, JJ.
We got a whole bunch of people in this on the switchboard. Please push one on the on your keypad if you would like to speak, and I'll get you right on. Go ahead, JJ and Scott. It's all yours.
Hey, Don, do you have the chat room set up?
Oh no, thank you.
Oh,
I was on the phone and I was running late, Scott. I was just running a little late.
That's perfectly fine.
I'm all always right. That. Don't forget that.
What do you think is going to cause the 2-week layoff, JJ?
Well, they put on a third shift in Mexico, so we didn't. We were originally slotted to get that work, and that fell through. They put on a third shift in Mexico to build the Tiger Sharks. So our production numbers are going down. And then, of course, we have the transfer of work from Mac engine to our South plant. So they got to make sure they got to keep inventory down so that we have room to start installing those lines here shortly. But we have
right.
We have our big WCM gold audit Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. So we're in here doing the preparations for that audit. So if we get gold, that's a $3,000 bonus for everyone in the plant. So.
Oh, that's nice. But, you know, JJ, I never understood. We had these... audits too, and to me, when you're building what we build and you make what you make, it seems like why have an audit? You should be doing the best you can, and everybody most likely is. So why have these audits? I don't understand that.
Well, it depends on the type of audit. I mean, if it's safety or ISO, those are kind of
regulatory.
As far as the other outside audits, other than that, like WCM or I'm not sure what General Motors does for their process stuff, but the WCM audits are to determine your level of knowledge, participation, and waste elimination.
Ah, okay. $3,000 is a nice bonus.
Yeah, but like you said, though, if you're actually working their production system and you're doing WCM properly every day, you really shouldn't have to spend a whole lot of time in prepping for the audit. It
right.
could just be like any other day, but
yeah,
you know,
like
management doesn't. They preach one thing, and of course, I do another.
Exactly, you're right. And I remember back when we would have when I was there, and we have audits. They would stop the line to make sure this is done properly. it's not like a normal day of production for us, so they could get a good audit. And hold on, I see Jimmy's number in here. I don't know if Jimmy, push one if you want on, buddy, and I'll get you right on. And because he's not pushing one right now. Anyway, that to me was cheating a little bit, you know, just cheating a little bit. I figured we do the job every day. We don't purposely screw up, but they did it. That's how they did it. And then if something was found in your area, I was in quality, they would call us all down and give us hell. They never me. I was on a frame line. I didn't have it so bad as some others did.
Right.
Well, for us, it's been a nightmare. We've had, for the last almost 3 years, we have had an audit almost every quarter for the last 3 years.
Wow, every quarter?
Yeah, between ISO and NTC safety audits, we've had quality audit after quality audit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, every 6 months, we've been doing a damn either a WCM audit or what the hell is the daggone term? Coaching. They've had coaching audits for the preparation to get gold, because they're really pushing to get a gold plant here in North America. And currently, our plant is the closest plant to be able to achieve that. So, yeah, the audit has been just ridiculous. But
yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
So it's a dry run, so to say? A practice run?
Well, this one is the actual gold audit. About 7 months ago, we had the expansion audit, and the auditors were due to come last month, but due to scheduling conflicts, it was rescheduled to this month. So, so that was the audit where they come down and they look and see the viability of us actually achieving the gold audit, because apparently it cost the plant $50,000 to be audited for this gold audit. So they wanted to make sure that it was money well spent. So we passed the expansion audit, so this one is the actual official gold audit. So if we pass this one, we get awarded WCM gold plant status, and then hopefully we won't have another audit for a year.
Right. Yeah, have you ever heard of Dr. Denning before?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Mr. DeAngel turned me on to a fellow by the name of Dr. Edward Denning, or W. Edward Denning. Many people say he was a father of statistical process control. He did other things, but he would say these kind of audits and stuff is just a waste of time, money, resources. Quality product is where you make your money. It's funny because I tell you that we're going to do an audit for your plant, it's the gold standard. Well, let's see the actual numbers, not the made-up ones you guys have given us, but let's see what the actual numbers are. Some of these other plants that you're trying to hold up too. You know what I mean? I came from a plant that, as I transferred from my first plant to my second plant, my first plant was number 11 out of 20, I think, overall. And when I transferred to the second plant, the second plant I transferred to at my old home plant was like number 2 or 3. And when I transferred to the second plant, my home plant was like number 2 or 3, and their plant was like number 22 or 23. You see what I'm saying? They tell every plant you're the worst plant in the circuit. They don't tell the other plant. Manipulate the system, so to say. I guess that's what I try to get to. And I don't know. I think it's just a bunch of baloney. If, you know, you're making quality vehicles or quality parts, it'll sell itself, correct?
Well, yeah, that's what you would think, and I don't understand. That's why they added the third shift to Mexico. I don't get it, because our quality is way better than theirs. We make the same engine, and our quality is better, but we didn't get the work.
Don can remember. I can remember. I don't know if you can remember, but
I wouldn't bet.
I'm gonna bet $100. I'm not going to play like the contested Kentucky Derby yesterday, but I'm going to bet $100 that you know this one 100%. There was a complex, and if I remember right now, wasn't Buick City, didn't that have like 20,000 employees at one time?
Over 20,000. It was about 23, at one time 27.
My point was that at one time...
Hold on for a minute. I got Jimmy on the line, too. Jimmy's on the line. I just want to tell you.
Hey, man. You're right. Yeah. Buick City, my old gear and axle plant shot, when I hired in 1976, we had 19,000 people just on Holbrook.
Damn. 19,000?
Yeah, there was 7 plants there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Actually, 8, because they had 7-1 and 7-2.
Jesus. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know they had that many.
Yeah, and then we had our own forge there. In fact, the forge is still there. I don't know what the... When all that shit went down with Richard Dowk, that forge stayed functional even when the rest of the work went to Mexico. But to answer JJ's question, I don't understand why they do the work in Mexico, because the quality... JJ, they're going to keep building it there until we fix the Band-Aid, where they can take the money on these repairs to fix this shit out of our quality. We're paying for that, dude. That comes out of our bottom line, not theirs.
Right. Well, my point was, when I saw JJ, was with Buick City, they have the number one quality car in the world, not just the United States. In the world, their parts per 100 or whatever was, I'm going to say, like 10 or 12. I mean, it was just unheard of by today's standards. They had the Japanese come into Buick City, and they couldn't figure out how these lazy Americans are making such a high-quality car, a sought-after car. And shortly after they got the award, saying out they're going to close Buick City, because I think Dave Yekow was involved in that, and they tried to steamroll him on that, and they said it was all with union politics. But that was
all that was.
Yeah.
They saw Yekow was going to do what Jerry Tucker couldn't.
Right.
Well, guys,
and
I'm going to have to get back to work here in a minute, but... My problem with the with WCM, and of course the international supports it. My problem with it is it's a decent tracking system for improvements that you make, and it does help to eliminate waste, which improves the bottom line, which for profit sharing is good for us, right? It's supposed to equal better profit. But my problem is with it. Is that in doing this WCM process, they have increased our workload, and they expect us to put in suggestions and implement engineering fixes and improvements, yet we don't get fairly compensated for that extra work or for the cost savings that we give to the company. And I think that is absolutely wrong, that they're just using and abusing us like that and not fairly compensating us for the extra work and for our technical knowledge. But anyway, I got to get back to work, gentlemen. I will be listening to the show, though. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, JJ. Right. Thanks for calling in. You take care of yourself. Be safe.
All right.
Right on, JJ.
All right. Hey, he's talking about Mexico real quick. I say something here real quick for you. I can't confirm these numbers. It's coming from Solidarity House, but this is what it is. They said under the NAFTA, Mexico automotive workforce has grown sevenfold. In 1994, Mexico's auto workforce was 112,000.
Damn.
By 2016, it's 767,000. 93% is in parts, and in 1994, U.S. accounted for 82.5% of North American automotive workforce. By 2016, it was only 51.3%. Mexico grew from 7.6 to
41.8. Damn. Well, no surprise there, is there?
No surprise. So we wonder, you know.
Yeah.
How that played out.
I didn't know that many.
Right. I'm going to talk about this real quick. Flint Leader employees are voting to join the UAW, the new Flint Leader plant. And nurses, service, and technical staff at Toledo Mercy St. Vincent Hospital issued a 10-day notice to strike.
Didn't Beaumont just go out?
I think they just did.
Yep. You know who's kicking their ass and doing it right is the teachers across this country. They're doing it themselves. But, you know, what's sad is, like I had talked with Don yesterday with Richard on the phone, we're such a small amount of the UAW now, they don't give a shit about the auto workers. To say the truth, that's it, in a nutshell.
Right. The Lear employees will be represented by Local 659. Card check certification. Yep.
My local's taking over Lear, right?
Yep. So this is about two full paragraphs. I'll read the whole thing to you. 600 employees of the new Lear manufacturing facility in Flint agreed to join UAW on Thursday. We are thrilled to bring Lear's exceptional workers into the UAW family and are excited about the prospect of new jobs available in Flint, said Gary Jones, president of the UAW. The UAW represents over 400 members and has welcomed over 10,000 new members since August. We welcome these workers and the opportunity to be part of Flint's rebirth. We look forward to getting down to business, bargaining great contracts, and helping our new members make a positive impact on our community. The UAW Lear employees will be represented by Local 659 in Flint. Card check certification presentation, a method for employees to organize into a labor union, which the majority of employees in the bargaining unit signed authorization forms, was held Thursday, May 2nd, by Genesee County Sheriff Bob Pickell. Lear Corporation is a leading global Lear Corporation, a leading global supplier of automotive seating and electrical systems, opened the new manufacturing heating facility in Flint in August 2018. The plant is now 30 acres of what used to be known as Buick City.
Wow.
Why would Sheriff Bob Pickell be there?
He's at our local all the time, Scott, all the time.
Yeah, but he's the sheriff. Why is he there watching, overseeing all the bargaining and signing authorization forms.
What, do you think there's another Norwood Jewel coming through my local?
Maybe.
What I am seeing and I don't like is they're building this animal called Amalgamated Locals. When you put all all of them together like they're doing, you're building a political machine that's damn hard to get representation out of people.
Yeah. Unless you're part of the Amalgamated Union is the head of it.
Exactly. And where does Metal Fab sit? Where does Metal Fab sit?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, now they rolled us. We're under you now if you look on the paycheck. You remember that. Metal Fab and the engine plant now get checks saying we're from Flint Truck. I don't get that, but, yeah, they use your name.
Damn.
Oh, your Flint, your oh, we're all the Flint Assembly Complex now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm LLC now, though. That freaked me out because before I got hit with the high-low, I wasn't an LLC. Then when I got hit with the high-low, about a year later, I got a phone call that we're all LLCs now.
Very nice.
Right.
By the way, we've got some people that I recognize their phone numbers, and if you would, I don't know if the one, you know, push one is working real good, but if you, I'm not trying to ignore, Scott Holderson's on a line, I see his area code, that's how I recognize it, and our buddy Brian, and if those two ones push one, the others I don't recognize, so, but the others could need to push one too if they have something to add or say. I'd be glad to put you on.
Scott, I've been doing a lot of research on this flexible skateboard platform.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's gonna cut our workforce down by at least 75%.
Jesus.
Look at that platform. They got a motor and a front wheels that turn, the back axles fixed. And if they want to go four wheel, they just put motors on each wheel. They don't need brakes because the motor's got brakes.
Wow. That. Hey, Jimmy, are you
looking at that? That's a son of a gun.
Jimmy, are you moving around? Because I'm having a hard time keeping your levels steady. Are you kind of moving away from your phone and back?
Here, let me take it off. Speaker, maybe that'll be better.
Well,
speaker now.
Oh, well, it sounds real good. Yeah, a lot better.
We'll leave it that way.
Okay, but well, you can put it on speaker if you hold it, you know, right on, you know, by your mouth when you move around. That's what I was having trouble with. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but Scott, I keep looking at that platform, and I don't know if you've seen Ford invested big time in that this last week. What's the name of that company? Rivera?
Oh, Rivian.
There you go. Ford took a huge investment in that.
Yeah, because General Motors and Amazon, their deal kind of didn't go through like they had anticipated.
Yep.
And I think Amazon stayed in with it, but they, General Motors backed out of it. And when they backed out, I think Ford jumped all over that.
Oh, yeah, they
rightfully
did.
The only thing
that I know still going on is they're still doing, remember they got a deal with the government where they were testing out the military vehicle and they had gotten paid for it too. Remember that? Me and you talked about that a couple years ago. So, well, how good is that? You're launching a vehicle, they're paying you to do the research, yet they're paying for the vehicle too.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think I don't know if you've researched this or not, but we talked about this a while back ago. If you go back and you look at the hydrogen platform vehicles or the hydrogen vehicle platform, I don't want to say it, that General Motors is looking at in the future, that's on a skateboard.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to say. It's all going back to the flexible skateboard platform. Whether it's battery or hydrogen, it's going back to that skateboard. And it's flexible. That's what's so cool about it. If you look at it, you want 6 inches? That's cool. You want to take away 6 inches? You want it wider, 4 inches?
Yeah. Because they were looking at hooking the hydrogen platform. If I remember looking at it, it reminded me of like the stripped down Rivian, or Rivian, however you want to say it. Everything sits on that frame. So it's different. That's what the hydrogen platform was doing, because they said they could put shipping containers, they could put make it a rolling ambulance or a hospital. Yeah.
Scott, let me get Scott Holderson on. Scott Holderson.
Okay.
Scott, you're on.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's a pleasure talking to you. It's beautiful. Well, over here in Northwest Indiana, it's a really pretty day. But
yes.
Hey, I just wanted to check in with you guys, see how everyone was doing. I'm working on launching a bid to be president of Local 551.
Oh.
I was out working on that good part of the day today.
Oh, good. Very good.
How's it going?
Go ahead, Scott.
How's it going for you?
Well, it was a little rough start, but it'll be fine. I had put some signs up by the parking lot exits, and they snatched them down. So now I put up new ones, and or started putting up new ones. I just put up one right now, but I secured it much better. So it'll be much harder for them to take, and I got eyes on them, so.
Hopefully, Scott.
I can catch the dirty rats if they try and do it again.
Absolutely.
Scott, get with Wendy. I made this batch of this shit up in 1984. They did that to mine, and I put this shit on after I put it on. It was there for 15 years. Wendy couldn't get it off with janitorial.
It was like I shellacked it into the steel beam. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That was,
and it wasn't for me. It was for another dude called Old Red Cap. Him and Danson were running for something way back in. Wendy looked at me. She goes, "What the hell did you mix up?" I said, "They said it was a varnish." She goes, "It won't come up."
Awesome.
Oh, she'll remember that one. Hey, I sent you a message the other day, Scott. I hope you got it and passed it on to Wendy and Frank for me and them people.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. And
thank you.
I haven't been able to reach Wendy. She's out of the country right now. But
okay. Well,
there's
I'm sure
in the message I passed it on.
Thank you, my friend.
And we wish the best for our friend.
Yeah, we all do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
On that note, I think Don Couch wanted something to say on that regard.
Yeah. A friend of ours, a part of this show for I don't know how many years. We've been on 15. He's been a big part of at least 14 of them, 14 and a half of them. And he's very sick. Dick Dangin is in the hospital, and he's very sick. And I'm just asking for prayers. If you believe in prayers, we would like you to pray for Mr. Dangin. He's helped so many people over the years. It's time for us to get back and help him.
He's been a mentor to, I think, each and every one of us. And we wish him the best. And hopefully things can turn around for him.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And that's Jim's uncle, by the way. And Jim's going through a lot. And we're praying for you, too, Jimmy.
Right on, man. Hey, Scott, I want to pray for the best on your seat for president. I know you can do it, so there ain't no shit. We're just, you owe me a beer, man.
Hey, we'll keep pumping. Hey, Scott, we'll keep pumping your name and tell people get out to vote for you, and because you're UAW. When you think of UAW, I think of Dick Danjen and Scott Holderson right at the top. And
there you go.
Well, thank you.
You know,
thank you. I appreciate that. It's very humbling.
Well, it's true. It's not any bullshit. It's true. And, God, they need somebody like you. They need somebody like Brian. They need somebody like Scott and Jimmy. And just to turn this thing around in these locals. It starts at the local. That's what
there it does.
Said. It starts at the local, and people need to go to their union meetings. And like Dick said, always said, if you have one more person in that union meeting,
you win.
You win.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of my goals is to improve the democratic processes that are at our local. They've been a little broken for a while. I've got some ideas how to get the membership to circle around and circle around some ideas and. We'll make some changes that'll bring democracy back to our local. And one of the other reasons that I wanted to run for president this time is because our president is a delegate to Ford Council, and that'll give me an opportunity to get the ears of the negotiators. For our upcoming contract negotiations. You know, it's one thing to get up there and speak my mind at the bargaining convention. It's something entirely different to be in their ear every time we have a Ford Council meeting.
Man.
Right on, man.
Right on.
Great. Now, give us your local again and so everybody can hear it.
UAW Local 551. We're on the south side of Chicago. It's a Chicago assembly plant for Ford Motor Company.
There you go.
Scott, I got a question. When are they kicking off this contract crap? And if all these federal judges are saying our last set of contracts in 15 were tainted, why can't we go back and go base them off the 11? If we could do that, we'd at least have our doorway to tier one back with you guys.
Well, each contract negotiation is different. You know that.
I know.
The last one was, highly questionable. Not only was it tainted at FCA, but at Ford we were fighting to reject the contract and send them back for a better deal. And they played some games over there in Local 600 and shoved it through by a slim majority. They kept the voting open there for a week longer than any other local had a chance to vote, and they were taking the ballot box around the plants, and that's just that's highly suspect.
Yeah, sure is. Taking a ballot box. I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, they hear of that quite frequently at Local 600. That's a practice that they do on a regular basis with the ratification votes.
Don't they call it a bucket brigade, Scott, or something?
Yep,
like
yep, that's what they call it. Yeah, they got a name for it.
Damn. Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Jimmy Settles, if I remember the story, didn't Jimmy Settles himself lead that because that's their thing?
Oh, yeah. When he saw that the contract was in danger of
going down to defeat, he held a press conference, and in that press conference, they basically begged people to come out and vote yes for the contract.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Begged and cajoled.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Jeez,
thank you for reminding
me
of that info.
Yep.
Man, that's wrong.
So, hey, yeah. I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I have some other stuff that I have to do. I got my granddaughter needs some help with her kitchen sink, so I got to run over there and help her out. So let me let you guys go, but it's nice talking to you.
Nice.
Everyone
Thanks for checking in.
Yep, have a good what's left of your weekend.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much. Scott Holderson running for president of Local 581. Get out the vote. Get it, or 551, excuse me. 551. And this show and everybody on it, support Scott Holderson. He's UAW to the bone. Get out there and vote. He's got great ideas, and he gets in front of when there's a convention, he's always up there on that microphone. And
that's right. He'll get up in their face.
That's a fact. And we need somebody like him. You need somebody at 551. So get out to vote. Scott Holderson, president. Go ahead, guys.
Right.
And don't forget Dick Dandrin. That's more important than anything. Don't forget Dick Dandrin in your prayers. Thank you.
Right. So, I'll call and talk with you, I think, after the show, Jim. But
that'll be fine. Every time you called me yesterday, I was getting yinged and yanged by five different doctors yesterday.
Yeah, I told Scott. So. I called Scott after we talked last night, Jim. I told him you're very busy and you had your hands full.
I got home at. I'm gonna tell you, I got home at 12:45, and I was back in the truck. It's 8:14 this morning. I got back up there to Rose City. I think it was 10:36, and then I just got home here. Right, I mean, like 2 minutes before the show started. I'm tired. I've been driving a lot. I've been up there, I think 11 times in 15 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll wear you out. And but you're doing what you need to do. And
you got that picture, didn't you, Don?
No.
I'll send you a picture, but that's just for your and Cinnamon's eyes only. And you can pass it to Scott if you want. I don't want that public.
I sent it to him in Messenger.
It. You did?
Okay.
I sent it to you in Messenger. Yeah.
I didn't get
okay.
it then because I'm on Messenger.
Oh. Oh,
we'll work on it.
We don't have to. Yeah.
You dwell
you guys,
on that shit. But anyway, you're right. And I don't know. When are they kicking off contracts exactly? Have you heard? Because Dick has actually made a bet last night, and listening to him and Don go back at it for a couple minutes there last night, he knows for a fact by somebody that it's all going to – they're not going to word it this way, but how did he say that? It's going to be all about wage retention and increased productivity. He says he's nothing for the retiree, nothing for the tier one. They're going to die and go away. That's how he worded it. And he says, then they can do a full-out assault on the Tier 2 because it's going to all end up being day workers anyway. And if you listen to the way the old man said it, he's right. And there ain't a damn thing we can do about it because it's done.
Oh, yeah. That's right. When you sent the picture, Scott, I just clicked on it, and it says, sorry, this content isn't available right now.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, somebody else is. Yeah.
I'll shoot it to you, Don, when we get off.
All right, brother.
Right.
No problem.
All right.
Ain't a problem, man. Anyway, I thought that Keller was on here, but he got lockjaw? Did he step on a nail or some shit? He can say hello, can he? Hey, Brian. Not Rick.
Yes, he's on. Yeah, we're waiting for him.
I hope he's turning around in the face anyway. I love him.
Yeah, he does spruce up the show a little bit. Yes, Scott, you're foreman in the chat room. In the chat room.
He's Brian Keller.
yeah, that's true. We do love him. He does fire me up. I get excited when he's on. Scott, yes, chat room has got a different deal. I haven't had it for the last 2 weeks for some reason. And I had it 1 week and I liked it. And all of a sudden I couldn't get any chat room, even my old chat room. But I talked to Blog Talk and they got it straightened out where I've got the chat room. And I like it a lot better. It's it tells me there's two, if you call in and you're in the chat room also, it tells me it's got two speakers and got a microphone there. I haven't figured out why that microphone's on the chat room, but I'll have to look into it. So we do have a new chat room for people if they'd like to join. We're on Twitter. We're on Spreaker, I believe it's called. We're on somebody's doing this show on YouTube under some name, but it's UAW, but it's under somebody's name on YouTube. They're broadcasting it in Texas right now. We're in the Texas plant, Texas truck, whatever. I'm sorry, I don't know their local right off the bat. And we're also on something called DLive. It's a new format. It's very good. I've been on my couple of my friends, the president of the MAGA Coalition, he's on DLive also with YouTube, and it's a great format. I really like it, and I appreciate the person that's putting us on there. And soon, we're going to have, this show is going to be video for people that want to be on camera. It will be on, you can be on camera, or you can just not be on camera, but we'll be on Blog Talk Radio broadcasting, but we'll be on the camera on YouTube. And that idea came from Brian, and it's a good idea. I think we get a lot more people if we're on video on YouTube. And you guys will get to see how pretty I am with this white hair. But I'm a young guy. For you chicks out there, I'm a young 64, okay? And today's my anniversary, by the way, 18 years with my beautiful wife, Cinnamon, who I put to work today. She had to go to work. I said, get out the house. You know, 18 years, ain't nothing. And when we get 20, I might take you out to McDonald's for some burgers or something. But, you know, we need to make that money now. I told her after work I'll spank her a little bit. You know what I mean? Spank and tickle. But ahead, guys. I ran my mouth for a while. I'm just waiting for you guys to cut in.
I bet you are.
Somebody help me out here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right on, man.
She's a lucky woman. Thank you.
Scott, I was just wondering when they were going to kick him off, if it was even announced.
No, I don't know. Usually I think
it's usually June, ain't it?
Very end of May.
I would say I always thought the third week of June for GM for some stupid reason. But man, you know, I've been out of that shit for so long, and
I think it is June. And it's somewhere in the middle of June, maybe the third week, but it's somewhere in June. It was. Now, I've been out of the plant for a few years now, so I really don't follow the
plan. Yeah, I don't think any of that has changed. The only thing that really rotated on was who was going to be the target, but they all started doing their bargaining because the resolutions had to be in by this time, so this could kick off at that time.
Resolutions they don't go by. You're talking about
right.
Those. Yeah. Yeah. I filled out those things every 4 years.
They went by, but not our by.
Yeah. And all we want is an honest union that doesn't rip off the membership. That's what we want. That's in this bargaining. It's get an honest union out of this.
Yeah, that's all,
you know,
we ask for. Let's get some of the things back we've given up, people. Let's make everybody equal, the same. Understand, when Don Couch, myself, and Scott hired in, there was hours kept in your group. If they went outside of that and called somebody in without calling the next person in line in, that person got paid. You'd
That's
go home
right.
on Saturday, come in
Monday and found out, wow, I got paid Saturday and Sunday, and I wasn't even here, and I got paid.
Yeah, that's right. And that happened to me a few times. That's true. When I moved apartments, they had their favorite boys that always got the overtime, and they skipped me on working out back Saturday and Sunday, 10 hours. I got 20 hours. I got time and a half for 10 and double time on Sunday, and that was about 35 hours right there. And I didn't
Amen.
Even work. I was in the bar drinking beer. That's when I was a bad boy. So,
yeah.
And that
but
was
no,
fine.
No, we gave all that up. Now you know how that works, don't you, Don? They just screw
oh, yeah.
thy brother, because if they break the thing now, oh, that's okay. We'll bring you in next week. So that guy that was in line
that's
next
right.
week gets bumped back another week. But if
that's
you're skilled trades, they still pay your ass.
Yeah.
A lot of people
yeah.
don't know that. Skilled trades still get paid like it used to be.
Yeah, that's right. I worked with a few people that went skilled trade, and yeah, they liked that because there was the new batch of skilled trade people. They kind of forgot some of them, and they were working the weekend. And he came up to me. He said, damn, man, I got paid. I got paid. I had to get a committee call, and all the guy foreman said, yeah, I was wrong. So they paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. You know, but those are, that's what's wrong. They, you know, they've allowed division within ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this tier crap. And you can't, like I told Dick last night, I told Dick, you can't blame these young people that hired in at $15, $16 an hour for voting for a contract that gives them an $8,000, $10,000 bonus. You can't blame them. We threw them under the bus, folks. I want you to know, us seniority people, tier one, as they call us, or called them, they're the one that voted for this contract. They're the ones that threw you under the bus. But now is time to get everybody together. If you don't want to be tier one or tier two or tier 10, whatever they got now, the union came up with.
Day workers. You do a good job today. You can come back tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have and this isn't racist or anything, but you'll have a ton of Mexicans out there, illegals waiting to get in line to go to work. I can see that happening. They brought a bunch of Somalis in Flint, so yeah, they'll be lined up. If they work, because they're getting wealth. I don't want to get in politics. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
there you go. Thank you. Take over, Scott.
Yeah, Scott, take over, baby. I'm about to run my mouth.
That's nice. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking that local is local 276 down in Arlington. It keeps jumping in my mind for some reason.
Okay. Well, I want to thank the lady on the line that's broadcasting this show. They've got four different places they're broadcasting on Sunday, and I appreciate it. This show appreciates it, and everybody, Scott, Jimmy, Dick Dangin, Brian, and Marty and JJ when they're here, or Marty hasn't been here in a while, but hopefully you'll come back. But we want to thank you very much for following this show. Thank you. And Chattanooga. There's people in Chattanooga who have been sending me emails.
Right on. We love
pushing
them.
For the union again. They're pushing hard for this union again. And they're saying this time Volkswagen is coming out hard against the union. And they brought up, what was it the last night? They brought up bonuses. You know, the bonuses that you guys get and compared to what, they get every quarter, I believe that's what it said. I should, you know, my email server crashed, and I'm sorry about that because it wiped out everything I had. So I would read the emails to you.
Now, hopefully we can get one of them people on and talk with us. I'd really love to do that. You don't have to say your name. Just come on and tell us what planet you're on. Now, we'll never call you out.
Right, we would never do that. And by the way, I did send them emails back when I got them, I sent them emails inviting them on the show, telling the same. I told them the same thing. We will not throw you under the bus. These two people that sent me the email said there are so many of them that don't want the union. They see what happened, and they keep bringing up, and even a vice president is going to prison for ripping off the people and throwing them under the bus at contract time. And they said, why in the hell would we want that? Why in the hell do we want to give back everything that we've got? And like you guys had to do. And I said, well, there you go. You just answered your own question as far as I'm concerned. I think this contract's very important, because they got caught corruption in the union, high up people getting caught, and I think they're going to have. Yeah, I would think, and I told Dick this, but Dick doesn't agree. Dick came back with some good information, and I think the union has to come back with some kind of decent contract. Just because of what's going on with the prison, Jewel going to prison, and other what? How many got caught? Isn't the guy
what is it? Eight now, all told in that thing, something like that. I don't know how many union, how many management. I think it's like 8 or 9 all told right now.
And I'm telling you,
they're still looking. Yeah.
And any other union, they would just. The people would go crazy hearing this crap, but I don't know what it is about the UAW people that sit back and go, oh, good, they caught 8. How many didn't they catch? How many back years ago didn't they get? Come on. Should be, you know, pissed off enough to at least somehow organize a rally, a big-ass rally. And I don't mean, you know, Brian wants to kick in the gates and stuff. I don't know, because I know what they've got, because my man Morning told me you don't want to go there, because you ain't going to make it past a certain point before they can shoot your ass dead. And they will do that, and you know they will do that.
There's other ways to do it. But what's sad, Scott, and you think about it, is all three of us were maybe, 135,000. If you look at just the college people that are now representing, that's over 700,000. We're a drop in the bucket at the UAW now. That's why they don't give a shit about us.
That's right.
You add the teachers in there. Look at the teachers. They're more than us.
That's what I said last night to Dick. I said, they're getting all these other people. They don't need the UA. They don't need the auto workers.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, and then we need to, I would love to get rid of these people. I mean, not the UAW.
No,
rid of the people that are running the UAW. And their cronies. They hire their kids, they hire their family members, and they don't deserve to be where they're at. I think you got to work on the line. You got to bust your ass in one of the factories, any factory. If you got to take
Right before my discharge, I dropped a handbill out, but you had to be part of the FBI. That's the family, the buddies, and the in-laws to go through the politics of Flint.
Back in the 80s, 90s,
and early 2000s.
That's
what was ran. The family, the buddies, and the in-laws.
Good part, right? That's good, because that's true. That is true, brother.
Yeah, I didn't. Then I went on a 9-year leave.
Yeah, and you weren't going to get no help. A 9-year leave.
a sabbatical.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Please forgive me, sir. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Where's Oxford at? Does anybody know?
It's southeast of Flint, not very far. You know where Ortonville is? It's like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been through there, but that was years ago. But I couldn't remember where in the hell it was.
Well, hell I'm surprised you remember going that far back.
I'm going, check this out. Only me, because I can't talk to wife. I've been invited, because I do a radio show, to Whispering Oaks Nudist Resort in Oxford, Michigan. Hello.
It is in Oakland County, and it is considered, it's located amongst metropolitan Detroit, affluent northern suburbs.
And it's got a nice nudist resort. And I told them I will be there. But the only thing is, I've got to be naked. I got to be naked when I interview people. I said, there's no problem with that. I ain't embarrassed with this $64 package I've got. I ain't embarrassed. They sent me pictures, and there's a lot of older people, and I said, hell yeah, I ain't embarrassed. I ain't embarrassed after seeing those pictures. I might be Johnny Donny Wad. I will be going.
2010
at Christmas, I went to Kauai, and I was walking the beach looking for a monk's seal. I was told if you watch the beach, you could see them. And I came up on a nudist beach.
There you go.
It was funny. Just walking across, and this one lady walked up to me. She starts walking beside me. She goes, you never been here before. I go, why? She goes, well, you're the only one walking around with wood. And I'm like, oh, God.
Hey, when I took a cruise, Ford, believe it or not, Ford sent my wife and I on a cruise 8 days, and when we were in Barbados, we went southern from San Juan, and we went to a couple of beaches, and every one of them was a new beach. I told the cab driver, I said, just take us to a beach, because we had the day. We weren't sailing out to 6 o'clock, so we had all day. So he dropped us off at, you can't see from the road. You had to go through a few things, just walk through. And I went out there. I said, I just hit heaven. I'm telling you, there were some bodacious women out there. I had sunglasses. You couldn't see my eyes. My eyes were going everywhere. I almost went blind. It was so great. And I tell you, they got new beaches everywhere in the South Islands. Beautiful. Just letting you know if you want to go on a cruise.
Get one ready, thing get I'd like naked, to see, baby. Scott, is it, Scott, with this contract, I would love to see them be made to give us a rollout. A handout. I got 5 days to read all this shit, and I don't want to go to your local and listen to your sales job on what you're going to do for me. Give me it to me in black and white. Let me read it for a week. And then let me go vote. Is there something wrong with that? I mean, really, come on.
No, they don't give you no time. You know that, Jimmy. And they get up there and they lie. They lie and tell you all kinds of stories. And my friend's wife takes a special kind of eye drops for her eyes. I mean, it's expensive, and Blue Cross was picking up the tab, and it was very expensive. And Mike asked the whoever, I can't remember who was up there doing the, how they tell you about the contract. And he asked about this medicine, and they took a few minutes. They said, no, sir, we're not going to cover that anymore in the VIBA. And that little bottle cost him over $100 a month, and they cut that out. They cut a lot of my medicine out, and that's me.
Yeah, they're telling me some shit. They're telling me some shit that when I hit retirement, that I'm gonna have to change to a pill that I gotta go 3 times a day when there's a pill that I can take 1 time a day. But the cost efficient is better for me to pop 3 pills and tear up organs than take one.
Exactly, and that's exactly what's happening to me. Like Lyrica, it's cost me a lot of money. Yeah, it Lyrica cost some bucks, and they pick up some of it, but I found one, though, it does the same thing for a hell of a lot cheaper. So I did, you know, I had to do the switch, but you know, I outsmarted Express Scripts. I know it's cheaper by a few dollars, very few, but I got a local pharmacy. I have my doctor write out a prescription, or not write out, send it through the computer every month. So it's a new deal. So Express Scripts doesn't send me that letter, hey, we won't cover anything after three times. So I start the thing over every month, so I can get my pharmacy. It's a local pharmacy. But you don't have to go through Express Scripts if you don't want to. If your doctor is willing to do that for you, you can just get it every month at your local, whatever your pharmacy is. I just want to give people that heads up. Boy, I killed the conversation bad. I talk nude stuff. Jimmy goes right to the contract. I talk about pharmacy, and it gets quiet again. I'm just going to shut up, fellas. You go
that
ahead.
No. You got a really good point. And that person, that was when you and Simon went there with me, right? That's when that happened?
What's that? Say that again.
When you and Cinnamon and I was over at the local when they do the rollout, isn't that when
right.
that guy asked that question?
Yes.
That was Cindy Estrada's executive administrative assistant.
Oh, okay. All right.
That.
Okay.
That was that
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Did you remember I asked him a tough question on the health insurance? And we had all six of them going through the white pages trying to figure out what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, they did too. They stopped the meeting for a while because Scott was asking some hard stuff instead of this piddly ass stuff, and they couldn't answer that sucker, and they were going all through these papers trying to find the answer.
And
that's
people,
why Scott should be elected to an office, people. If you've seen him in the local, you should hear him when he's defending people. Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
And people were more worried about a signing bonus and some other frivolous shit on a contract.
How much,
I mean, what about something? It's a serious stuff. And then we asked about the retirement. Remember they changed the language of the retirement?
That's right.
Look how they lied to us and said that, you know, the retiree would get their Christmas bonus every year. They got it 1 year and got screwed. I will commend Ford, though. Ford continued to pay it.
Yep.
General Motors paid
it
the 1 year and then kissed the retirees, you know, or actually kicked them in the nuts and told them to go. You know, you quit getting it.
No, you're right.
But Ford did. Ford kept that, but remember, Ford had the gateway to Tier 1 until the 15 agreement. And then the 15 agreement, that's when we lost all gateways to Tier 1.
Right. We need to return to the language that is probably closest. I know we'll never get back to 1979. I know that. I know we'll never get back to the 80s or the 90s. But if we can get back to 2000, the year 2000 or 2003 language, we would be so much better off.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's not going to happen,
and
Scott.
No. Even
and
with
what?
The smaller numbers we have, Scott, it would be so beneficial if people. Well, what would be great, in my humble opinion, but it ain't going to happen. Because I'm tired of hearing legacy tier 1, tier 2, and TPT and PTP. I don't care if we shouldn't have to take any more pay cuts. Bring them up to what? We went 11, 13 years without a pay raise.
Right.
Bring them up to us where we're at right now, homeboys. We paid for your shit.
That's right.
We paid for the plants in Mexico. You took our profits and built that shit down there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because we're kind of leading into a couple of things that we could probably get real close in the show with. The thing that you and Richard posted, and I'm going to read it. Remember wage retention and increased production. Nothing for the retiree. and as tier one dies and goes away, the salt will be to beat down the tier twos as day workers will lead the way, all because the UAW has a long ago sold out to auto workers, all agreed to a dual pension.
I couldn't believe he said that to Don Couch last night on the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Well, I'm just saying, you posted it. Thank you for putting that on some of the pages. But people need to understand what he's saying here. The wage retention, just trying to keep the wages that we have. It doesn't mention going free by any means. And
right.
Then the increased production. We're going to be working harder, like he has until his last contract, 13 years until he got a pay raise. You're going to be working just as hard, making more vehicles than you did 20 years ago at the same stagnant wage.
That's right. That's right. And let me tell you. Hold on. The reason we started this show, because so many, we have people listening that aren't union at all and they're against the union, and that's their business. But the reason I started this show years ago, 15 years ago, is because I was listening to stuff on the TV about how much we made. One lady said we made $180 with benefits an hour, $180. And we got the greatest pension. When we retired, we get the greatest pension. Let me tell you, folks, when you're 62, you get half your pension. You have to sign up for Social Security, which means you get less Social Security because you aren't signing up at 65, which by a month is a lot of money. So don't think we get a big, great pension, because we don't. We don't. I get $1,700, 17 something a month, and Social Security makes up the difference. That I paid into it. It's not no damn benefit. They keep calling Social Security a benefit. I paid into that crap to get a paycheck from the government when I turned 62 now. So don't call it a goddamn benefit when I paid all that money into it, and General Motors paid into it too. So
That's why they shot Jerry Tucker and Dave Yatel in the nuts, because those guys were the ones that said, stop the carve out now. Steelworkers don't have it. Many unions don't have the carve out of our pension.
You
should not be able to take our Social Security money and carve it out of our pension that we paid into.
That's right. And let me tell you, UPS, my father-in-law, he gets a full pension plus Social Security, full pension.
Yep.
He gets a hell of a lot more than I do right now. He gets a hell of a lot more.
Yep, they all do about $2,700 more a month than what I'm looking at.
Yeah, there you go. If General Motors would let you go to 65 before they cut your pension, you would get a few hundred dollars more too, and that would help out a lot.
Well, if they would just not carve out our Social Security, let us have our 3460, our great 30 and out they talked about.
Well, you don't
ever hear no shit about the 30 and out no more. But boy, when we hired in, that's why you hired in. Why'd you hire in the GM? 30 and out, baby.
Well, I think when I hired in, they didn't have that yet. But shortly after I hired in, people that had 30 years got the hell out of there, because I think it was after I hired in. And I said, 30 years, that sounded so hard to me. I was a disc jockey, and it was 30 years in here, and I'm in the pit? I don't know about that. And 90 days after I got my 90 days in, I had an operation on my hand. Yes, I was a sissy because I didn't do anything but play baseball and disc jockey, so I didn't do anything really with my hands. Yes.
Why didn't you hear about anybody serving in that, Don? You hired in, and what was it, 1974?
No, I didn't hire in 74, 78. Come on, Jimmy.
All right, well, shit, I hired in before you. Think about it. Take 30 years off that, they would have had to start working there in 46, 47 when we were at war.
People
didn't have 30 and out until a couple of years after we hired, and we're old shit.
That's right. I know it. My dad got the hell out of there. He moved around from Fisher Body to the tank plant in Flint, and he moved around, and they screwed up his time. So when he had 30, he really had 35, and they just got 30 and out. So as soon as it ticked to 30, he got the hell out of it. He was right down there signing papers, getting the hell out of there.
Yep. Right. Couple of my friends were that way. And then I had an old oiler in my plants in Detroit, and this is God's truth. He had like 51 years, and I asked him one day, I said, why won't you retire? He says, I wanted to wait until I was 65.
Wow.
And that would have been like 38 years. But he goes, all my friends that retired with 30 years, they all die within a month or two after retiring. He goes, work.
Yeah.
I'll just stay and work. He was terrified to retire because he knew he was going to die.
I tell you, there's a lot of people that did die shortly after they retired at 30 years. You're right. The young people, that they were in their 50s.
Oh, yeah.
And some people came out of certain facilities that their survival rate was, I'm going to say, extremely challenged.
Wasn't it metal iron?
What I mean by that.
Wasn't it the iron?
Gray iron, the foundries, gear and axle from our oil. We had so much oil, you could set your coffee down, light a cigarette, and look down, you had an oil slick across it. You'd go home, you'd blow your nose for 2 hours, and black shit would come out. You'd say, that's all right. You'd be okay.
I worked in Saginaw,
right.
Jim. Parts plant in Saginaw, and I don't even know what the name of it was. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. What was it, Jim, in Saginaw? General Motors.
Gray iron, wasn't it?
No. I didn't work at Gray Iron, thank God. It was.
They had malleable. They had red malleable.
Geez, I can't.
I worked at the forge at here when I hired into. I don't know, 40 days. It was the only place I ever went. It was 140 degrees and I'm melting. And this old lady asked me, she goes, you're not wearing long johns?
Huh?
She goes, wear 4 or 5 pair of long johns, get in them coveralls. She goes, that keeps the heat away from you. Well, then they put me up on top of this dye after this guy poured out. I didn't know it was dynamite.
Wow.
They're wiring all this shit to blow the dye off. So then you can but you can't stop because your shoes are literally melting if you stop. So after 40 days, but that was 25 and out in piecework.
Yeah, you're right.
They gave me a chance. Do you want to go to Gear and Ice? I don't like this shit.
Well, when I was laid off the truck plant, they sent me over to Saginaw, and I walked in this plant, and there was 4 plants, I believe. And I was in plant 1, and I walked in. It was a haze. It was a haze all the way down the line. I said, "What in the hell is this?" They said, "Well, that's just the oil." And it was terrible. It was nothing.
Yep.
You couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe real good. Anyway,
that's the way plant 1 and plant 1 and plant 8 were that way. You could spit, and your spit would slide 60 feet on the floor.
Yeah.
It was just like out of grease.
Yep, and
the parking lot. You take your boots off, put them in the truck, and had your shoes in the car. I mean, you didn't even get in your car with that shit.
Yeah, take your shoes. You're right about that. And they rotate it. And I said, I don't rotate. I don't know why in the hell everybody's rotating, because they shouldn't. High seniority should get the better job, period. Well, we rotate in this plant. I said, I don't. So they put me on a job nobody wanted to do, and it was probably the best job in that plant as far as I'm concerned. And they call me in. I know why they went out. You know, GM got rid of them, because they call me in on a Saturday. Can you come and make some parts for 4 hours? We'll pay you for 8 or maybe even 10. It depends on the rest of the line. I said, hell yeah, I'll be right in. I mean, I won't be right in. I had to drive to Saginaw, but I'll be in there an hour and a half. Because I had to get dressed, and they call me all the time on Saturday and sometimes on Sunday. I made more money than I ever made. I made over $100,000 in that plant in 2 years, and then I got called back to the truck plant, and I would have stayed there if but we knew they were going to be sold, so I came back. All right, I would have stayed.
See, that's why I never understood why they allowed us to sell the why they pushed to sell the axle plant, because they knew we were going all trucks, so you can't. Well, I guess if we're going electric, they don't need axles, do they?
No,
I gotta keep looking farther down the line. That's why. They've known this for years. They just played us the biggest idiots in the world for not seeing it.
They do. They really think we are stupid because we keep voting for the – because they think 8,000, 10,000, they can buy your vote. That's what the UAW is doing, buying your damn vote by allowing these bonuses and these crappy contracts you have to live with for 4 years. And it's bullshit that people can't wake up. These young people, I know that looks like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money to you. But what you're giving up, now Dick Danjen figured it out. But that one bonus, I can't remember the bonus, but he figured out what it cost us, what we lost. It was unbelievable. And I wish I could remember the figure, but Dick Danjen broke it all down.
I remember him telling me a $6,000 signing bonus if they would have paid us the other way, the roll up on straight time on. If you don't understand roll up, because when you get into time and a half and double time, that figure changes.
That's right.
Understand that you get more money. So anyway, without the roll up and everything, that $6,000 would have paid you at the end of the year a little over $11,000.
And then you
so,
do that
who got,
time
who got
four.
You lost over $5,800.
There you go. And that's
taking the lump sum. And then they tax you at 38% on that son of a gun, because the lead, you know, they're the minds that be that said, yeah, we can tax them at 38%.
Yeah, and that's why I changed my dependence to zero when that check was coming out. Because I knew they were
trying to stop the ability to do that, Don, but people in General Motors know there is a call-in number. You can still do that, but you got to know what the hell you're doing and hover your mouse over certain things.
Oh, okay, I got you. Damn. I didn't know they were stuck. I told everybody, go change the damn thing. I already got my paper in. I did it 3 weeks prior. And the following week, it wasn't changed, but the second week it was.
Yep, they'll let you do it online. And maybe I should see if I can find that form and shoot it to Scott, and we'll post that son of a gun. Because, yeah, you can do that online with GM. I don't know about Ford or Chrysler, because we're all a little bit different in our own unique way.
Right. Yeah, you can do it. You have a right to do it. They have a right not to accept it at the place you, but there's got to be a place that you can do it. And Jimmy says it's online. Go do it. If you're not going to pay anything at the end of the year, believe me, they're screwing you when they take 38%. Just go mark yourself down to zero. Get
see
a little
if I
more
can find that. I used to have that sucker. Because, yeah, it's a trip, but, yeah, you can do it. And when you do it online, hell, if I did it on Tuesday, it didn't cover that check, but the following check, it was there.
Okay, it took 2 weeks for me, but you're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, about the same thing, about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't do our own payroll no more, GM, for some reason. I can't remember. Isn't it done in New Mexico now, Scott?
God. Let me tell you this story. I was a team leader on the line, and I needed the call of skilled trade pipe fitter. I'm telling you the truth, this honest God truth. I was about 500 yards away from where the skilled trade people are. I had a call. Where in the hell was it? It wasn't Mexico. India. That's where it was. India. I said, that's bullshit. What are you talking about? My foreman said, call India. The number was to India. And I couldn't hardly understand this guy. And I just thought that was crazy as hell. I'm 500 yards from skilled trade. All I had to do is pick up the phone and call their number, but I wasn't allowed to. I had to call India. The guy in India puts it on a computer types it in that I need him at column 6G, and then they come out. That is the craziest thing I ever heard of. I mean, why do you have to do that? I never got a good answer because the supervisors all said, it's crazy. I don't know why they're doing it, but that's what they're doing.
It's
paying somebody in India.
Now.
Yeah. And the guy, and I try to talk to the guy. I couldn't understand too much of him, but he said he personally covers 6 plants for General Motors, and one of them was Indiana. I know I can't even pronounce what he said. Anna. So I said Indiana. Yeah. But that was India, and I thought that was the craziest thing I ever. Just to pay people a little less money. They're paying somebody in India. It just doesn't make sense. And they're making money hand over fist. Less workers, people. You young people. We're using less workers to build more vehicles.
To make more.
And making less money.
More.
Yeah, and we have less benefits than we did. So
wow.
Figure that out, folks. Brian's right. It's time to freaking fight, but you got to fight the right way. And I know I'm pissed. But we got to get people, you know, you're going to do something, you got to do it by the hundreds, not just a few people.
We can't be letting the Brian Keller stand out in front of Solidarity House alone. We can't be letting me, the Scott Singledeckers of Down College. We got to go down there with busloads of people. And you know, we're going to do it peacefully, but we're going to be seen.
We'll tell them what we want, you know.
And absolutely. Yeah, and Brian Keller, you got to hand it to him. He was out there by himself, protesting by himself.
Amen.
He's UAW all the way, too. And there's a lot of folks that aren't that pay union dues, trust me. Those assholes.
I can hear Brian now. Justice now. No dues. Justice now. We're no dues. I can hear him now.
That's right. That's right.
He actually had a conversation with Dennis that night.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah. Was that Labor Day?
No.
No,
that wasn't Labor Day.
I remember he came out and talked to him once.
He was going somewhere and he seen Brian and came over. I don't know how it happened, but Brian talked to the president. And of course, he's getting, you know, he went in one ear and out the other. You know, Brian told him where the bear sits in the woods.
And told him how to wipe it.
Yeah, that's right.
Williams spoke down to him and told people that people don't want to strike yet. People won't strike.
Bullshit.
And he was very condescending to Brian. That kind of was the wrong thing to do, I think.
Yeah. Well, if you look at what he's doing up in Black Lake with all his non-union cottage work, it's kind of evident, isn't it?
Right.
Sure. You know,
there's actually paperwork finding. There's a paperwork coming out right now that there was union people that bid on that work.
That's right. And let me break in. We have 6 minutes to go, but we have a full...
people, talk to us.
49 people in the switchboard. Please, you know, if you would like to, push one on your keypad, and I'll get you on and talk of what your experience with the UAW and what do you feel about the vice president of the over the Chrysler contract, right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Norwood Fuel. By the way, his brother lived down the street from me in Swartz Creek, and I knew him quite well. I didn't like him either, by the way. He didn't like me, so it was an equal hate we had for each other. But I never seen Norwood that I can remember. But if he's like anything like his brother, I'm sure he's an ass, too. He's going to prison for a while. I hope he gets the max, but he won't, especially if it's a Democratic appointed judge. He ain't going to get much. at least he's going to get something, and that's a plus for us UAW workers.
Yeah, did you see they kept him on the Democratic chair, party
yeah.
chair here in Shiawassee or in Genesee County and somewhere else? They kept him on two chairs.
Isn't
what a bunch
something?
Of shit, people. Stand up and say something.
Yeah.
Well,
I was amused. Go ahead, Scotty.
John Gleason is.
Oh yes,
been with
not.
Some retired UAW people, and they're trying, you know, with the UAW retired people who are involved in the political arm, like the VCAP and stuff. They're trying to get him removed off there because he's now a known felon.
Now John is an elected official, and he was in the state. Was he a state senator or what was he? I can't remember. I worked with John. He worked in the truck plant, and he was pretty good.
I think he was still trade.
He was
on the line for a very short time, but he was still trade.
Yes, he was.
He retired out of 598.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I didn't know that. He still paid dues to 598.
I'm sure he does, yeah. I told you, Scott, he worked right with us down there on the final
right.
line.
Right.
Yeah, he retired.
For himself, something I wanted to touch base with you guys with. What has happened to the Volt and it's dying? Automotive News put out a really good article. And what was the demise of the Volt, basically? And it comes down to the bottom of the article. I just love this line. It says that a lack of proper customer perception played a very large role in the demise of the Chevrolet Volt. What happens is the Volt isn't the only vehicle that's like this. There's other people, other manufacturers that are making an electrical vehicle with a small gasoline engine in it for a backup or your extended range, as they call it. And I'm thinking, if this happened to the Volt, because a lot of people said, whether you liked it or not, the Volt, for what it did, was a pretty good deal, except the price. The price was a little higher than what they anticipated, as always is. That's just how it works. That's why if you guys remember, there was a Cadillac that was similar to the Volt. And remember, I think what $80,000 for that thing. They wonder why it didn't sell.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So crazy stuff that this goes on in here, you know. But that was just a couple of things that you know I wanted to bring up this week. But
well, a lot of people, Scott, you know, years ago when they made the electric car and they let people, and you know, you had to sign up to get this thing, and it was experimental, so they had to give them back. And
yeah,
a lot of these people bought the Volt, and they said it's nowhere near as good as the one they were driving years ago. And one actor, I can't even think of his name now, he was on LA Law, and
the old one could go 400 miles on a charge.
It was
the EV1.
Yeah, that's
there
what it was. And he said that he bought the Volt thinking it would be as good or better than this experimental vehicle. He said it wasn't even close. And I don't know what General Motors is doing. We only have 90 seconds, and I want to remind people, our brother Dick Dangin, a big part of this show, a major part of this show, is ill and in the hospital. Please, if you believe in what I believe in, please say a prayer tonight. And it's hope he gets out of that hospital quick so he can get back on this show, because we miss him. We do. And I think Frank's in I think I recognize Frank's number. He's not a UAW member, but he comes to the show and sits and listens. He was on for a minute one time. I don't know if you guys remember, about a month ago. But I think that's Frank. Anyway, push one, Frank, if that's you. I won't pick up, but I just want to know if that's you. 410 is your Yep, that's him. Okay, brother. All right.
All right, you guys. I'm going to get off here. Thanks for the prayers, people. I love you all. See you next week.
Okay, brother. Alrighty. You take care and keep us posted, Jimmy. Please. And I know you will. I know you will. All right, brother. He's gone.
Hey.
It's just me and you, buddy. It's just me and you, baby.
Real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
Real quick, for the last few seconds. Ex-Teamsters boss to plead guilty in case of L.O. alleging extortion of well-known Chicago film studio.
Oh,
so,
really?
Here's another person. They said he extorted $325,000 over several years, court records show.
Jesus.
So
really?
He goes to court June 4th to probably be sentenced, I guess. But I'm just saying, it's all over, people. It really is. It's everywhere. So, but anyway, positive thoughts and prayers and, you know, whatever you can pass, you know, out for Mr. Danger's way would be appreciated.
You bet,
then,
you bet, and you bet, Scott.
Thanks again to all the people down in Arlington, Texas, who listen online.
Absolutely. And thank you for sending us an email and telling us you did this last year and the year before, and I appreciate you staying with the show. And hopefully one time you can call in, and we won't use your name if you don't want your name used. You just call in, and you don't even have to tell us your name. And
right.
We will take care of it, won't we, Scotty?
Yes.
I want everybody to know Scott's in the bathroom smoking, and I think he's doing something else. I'm not sure. He should have never told me he sits in the bathroom and smoke, because now I'm going to have fun.
I was hatching a new international union rep.
Is that what it is?
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That was a terrible thing to say. I apologize.
No, it was a beautiful thing to say. It was a true thing to say, and it's what this show is all about. Absolutely,
yeah.
All about the truth, not bullshit.
Yeah.
And we will tell you the truth as we know it.
Yep.
Okay, and let's see. There is a couple. My wife is in the switchboard too. I want to thank her for staying with me for 18 years. I know she says she's the luckiest girl in the world, and I know that's true, but she doesn't have to tell me that. But I appreciate. I love you, sweetie. And Bob, I won't say his last name, but Bob's in the switchboard. I want to thank you for the nice gift. Very nice. Thank you, you cheap bastard. You got a lot of money. You ought to send me something a little better than what you did. But I love you. I kind of grew up with Bob a little bit. He's a bastard. He's an old prick, but he's a good friend, and I love him. And thank you for being on the show, or not being on the show, but listening, Bob. I appreciate that. And Cinnamon, thank you for... great 18 years, and I look forward to the next 18 years. And Scotty?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do, buddy? Saturday night, we do not UAW show, we do a show called Beyond the Mainstream, where we take a week, you know, we take the news of the past week, and we take what's important, and we discuss it. We have Joe from Montana. He comes on, and we have Scott's beautiful wife, Jean, and she is part of the show. It's just me, her, Jean, me, her, and Cinnamon, and Critic, and
Bob.
Of course, Bob was there last night for the first time in 3 weeks, but he was taking care of business. So we forgive him. And we do a show called Beyond the Mainstream, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for you people on the West Coast. And we have about, both shows has about 7 countries that listen to our show. We want to thank those people for listening. Let's see what else. But we talk politics on Saturday night, and I would love for some UAW Democrats that listen to the president and tell us that, you know, come out for Democrats. I would like to know your opinion, and why are you a Democrat? I just would like to know that. And the number is the same number as this number. It's 347-324-3752. So you can call in and discuss it. We don't yell, but I will blow your argument out of the water. And if you don't think I can, call in. I would love you to hear why. Scott, I can't understand why anybody's a Democrat right now. And I was a Democrat at one time, Scott, when Democrats were a total different party than it is now.
Yeah. And many of the presidents, whether they be Democrat or Republican, and I've talked it in the past, endorsed the union.
Those days, Scotty, they were for the working person.
Right. And, I mean, in light of everything that's going on, why can't we take some of this energy and stop spending taxpayers' money and apply this energy to infrastructure, education, social issues? Look at what we're doing. The banks are getting away. They've allowed the banks to be unregulated again. Look at these frickin' oil companies, what they're doing to us right now. There are so many things that are so important.
Let me interrupt you. I want to tell people, you brought up banks. The lady, Maxine Waters from California. Maxine, good old Maxine. She's the head of the finance area of the Democratic Party in Congress right now. And she had a meeting. She had a committee meeting with these top banks, like Goldman Sachs, all these people were there. And she asked them one by one about student loans. Well, you know, what are you doing about student loans? This woman, the head of this thing in the government since 1988 or 9 or something, she's been on the government. She's been on the taxpayer's tit. So, what is that noise?
My neighbor has decided to get his chainsaw out. We opened the windows today.
I got you. That's fine. Somebody's working. That's fine.
There. Is that better? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't hear it now, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But she asked these bankers one by one about college loans, student loans. She didn't know. She didn't know that they didn't have anything to do with student loans anymore, and they haven't for decades. And the government is handling student loans. She didn't know this, folks. Maxine Waters, the head of the whole damn financial situation in Congress, did not know this. I knew it.
Yeah.
Scott knew it, but she didn't know it. Does that tell you anything? How does she get voted in every year? Every 2 years, I have no idea, but she does. It's amazing. It's just freaking amazing. And we put on dumbass Republicans, too. I'm an independent. When you're an asshole and stupid, I call them out. It doesn't matter who it is. And Scott's the same way.
Right.
And I hated Bush.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And I tell you right now, I didn't vote for Bush. I voted for Kerry 1 year, and that would have been a big, huge mistake. Look what he's done. And the Logan Act. That people ought to look up the Logan Act that nobody gets prosecuted for the Logan Act, but it's there, and it's there to keep people like John Kerry, who went over to China Then he went to Iran and talked to them against our president now. And they keep saying our president's a liar, liar, liar. That's all you hear? I want to know what he lied about. Please tell me what the hell. Nobody asked these idiots, what did he lie about? Because that's all they scream, he's a liar. I want to know how. And they said now Attorney General Barr lied to Congress. I want to know what he said, because I read the same. I read all of that. I read every bit of that. He did not lie. He said it. He worded it different, but he did not lie to Congress. And if they want to get real about Congress and people lying, how about Hillary Clinton? How about James Comey? How about Clapper? How about Brennan? Come on. Don't cherry pick people you wanna get. They destroyed people's reputations. Destroyed them. Look at Kavanaugh. Something they said he did 30 plus years ago. Look what they did. And he said, you're destroying my reputation. And not just the people, not just the people on the news, CNN and MSNBC, but Congress. Congress is involved destroying these people's reputations with no proof, people. They had no proof at all. And they were calling for his resignation and taking off his judgeship and getting rid of him. And he's got a family. That, I don't care who you are, that's wrong. I don't care what party you belong to, that's wrong. He had a stellar reputation until this, and they're still trying to get him off.
Yep. But that's the Saturday show, and that's what we talk about, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I get carried away. I get pissed off and I run my mouth and I apologize. But if I'm wrong, I want you to call in and tell me I'm wrong and tell me why I'm wrong. That's all. That's all I want to know. Help me out here.
Absolutely.
Well,
I guess.
Okay, I apologize talking like that in the UAW, but hey, I get carried away and I apologize.
Not a problem. We still love you.
All right, brother. I love you too. And Jean, she's just wonderful on the show. She is just great. She adds so much to the show. I can't. Even Bob likes her. So she must be pretty good. Bob's got good taste because he likes me too. So there you go.
There you go.
All right, folks. On behalf of Scotty and Jim, Dick Dangin, please keep him in your prayers. Brian, JJ. And I don't even know what happened to Marty, but I'll add him too. And and Rebecca, she hasn't been here, but you know, she's UAW through and through also. She's a great gal.
Right.
Okay. On behalf of everyone on this show, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
There you go. You gotta go. All right, Scott, you have a good one. And if we hear anything, I'll get in touch with you or you get in touch with me. Okay, brother?
Yes, sir. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Scotty.